Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezerah Shimshin. Our shir is a schus for Refuah Shalema for Malka Frida Bas Rochel, Tinuk Ben Ruchama Brandel, Elishava Esther Bas Shifra Nechama, Sara Bas Bina, Tinuk Ben Shiri Yehudas, any members of the IDF that might be in need of a refuah shalema min hashamayim, and any of the hostages, may Hashem Yisbarach bring them home, take off miyad, safe and sound. Also, as a schus for Sora Edel, Bas Elisheva Miriam, for Besuros Tavos. In the beginning of our parsha, we read, Eilep Kudea Mishkan, Mishkan Ha'edus. Rashi explains the repetition of the word Mishkan in the Pasuk. It tells us that Hashem took the Beis HaMikdash twice as collateral so that we would do tshuva. Rashi also explains that it's called Mishkan HaEdus. It is testimony that Hashem forgave the Avera of the Egel Azov and allowed the Shekhinah to continue to dwell among Klal Yisrael. The Zera Shimshin states that these two Rashis seem to contradict each other. First, Rashi says that Hashem took the Beis HaMikdash twice because of our Averas. This would surely include the Avera of the Egel Azov. Then Rashi says that it's proof that Hashem disregarded the Avera of the Egel Azov. So if we're not responsible for the Avera, then why does Hashem have to take the Beis HaMikdash? The Zera Shimshin answers that we learn in Avodah Zarah that Bnei Yisrael sinned with the Egel Azov to teach the future Doros that Hashem would be mekabel the tshuva, would accept the repentance of an entire community, not only the tshuva of an individual. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer writes that this wasn't always the case. At Brios HaOlam, the tshuva of the Rabbim, the communal tshuva, was not established as a fact. It was only following the Maisa of the Egel Azov that there was a great Eis Ratzon, there was a great time of favor by Hashem, when Hashem extended great love and compassion to Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be mispalel that Hashem should accept the tshuva. With this we can understand that there is in fact no contradiction in Rashi whatsoever. The Mishkan definitely proves that Hashem disregarded the Avera of the Egel Azov, because Hashem opened the Pesach Shel Tshuva, a time for us to repent. I would like to share a brief word with you. As I had mentioned yesterday, I am right now gathering together, collecting money for Matanos Levyonim. This is to help unfortunate, underprivileged families that are not making it to be able to celebrate Purim and maintain a sense of self and keep their dignity. I appeal to everyone to help out. It doesn't matter if you give a little. It doesn't matter if you give a lot. The schus of helping out the poor, particularly at this time, is Adein L'Shire. Whatever bracha a person wants, Refuas, Yeshuas, Besuros Tavos, children going in the right way, Parnasa Metsuya Berevach, whatever a person needs, they can make it tonight, and they can give tzedakah with that in mind. Last night I received a call from one of our listeners, and he asked me if I would personally be mispalel on behalf of one of the members of his family. I want to give everybody the offer. I will personally be mispalel for anybody that you would like, for any reason whatsoever. If you would like to contribute, you can do so by zelling it to 718-954-4343. That's 718-954-4343, or sending it to 1336 East 21st Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11210. Anyone that would like me to daven for any of the names, please send the name to me and I will begin to daven immediately. May we all hear Bisuros Tavos, Yeshuas, V'Nechamos.